1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. Fiona Henry. Fiona, good afternoon.
Hey there, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you? Because you said watching the Primetime Investigates last night and the revelations about the hide and seek creche, especially the one on Talca Road, was like Groundhog Day for you. Why, Fiona?
Yeah, because it's the exact same complaints that I brought to Tuthla's attention 5 years ago. So it seems as if they've just continued on their operation like always, you know, with their ratios not being correct, with the high staff turnover and the mistreatment of the children. I suppose I'd go back to the history of it. So I went back to work. I was on maternity leave and went back to work in March 2013. And I put my son Jack in, who was one, and then I put Sean in, who was nearly four at the time. Now, I did know about that child being left in Fairview Park and about them changing their name. So, but I thought, like, surely they've put measures in place and this would never, ever happen again. So how naive was I, you know? So anyway, during that year, I noticed that the turnover in staff was just staggering, and I asked to have a meeting. So I had a meeting with Anne, and we sat down in the office, and I spoke about this. And it was quite blunt, and I stated that the staff were obviously not being looked after properly if they were only staying for short periods of time. And I said it wasn't good enough to have a different teacher teaching my kids every week and that they needed continuity. So after that, they assigned one teacher to Sean.
Okay.
And she was just phenomenal. She, I couldn't speak more highly of her. She was amazing. She used to write up like a full copy page of feedback for me each day. Now, the girl that used to do this was happy to do it, you know.
Right.
But I think it was asked for by the owner because they knew I was so particular, you know.
So you reported, you made an official report to Tuthla.
This was at the beginning. I never even got that far yet. So then I had my third child in November, and I took my second child, Jack, out at Christmas, and then Sean remained in the preschool.
Okay.
So I lived off the old Finglas Road then, and just to avoid traffic in the morning, I said, look, can I drop Sean a half an hour later and pick him up at 12:30 instead of doing the 9:12? Which Siobhan Davey agreed to. So I was, I was dropping in the morning. The rush of the mammies and daddies and the children had died down. And I just poked my head in and I'm like, God, the numbers don't look right. So every morning I got a little bit more suspicious about what was going on. And then I started asking questions at the door. So at first the answers weren't that forthcoming. But the more I asked and I was counting, there at the door. I was like, the numbers aren't right. And she's like, what do I do? You know, I was like, there's 18 in your class. You know, you've one minder. You know, that's not right. And in odd week, there would be someone in on work experience so that they would help, you know. So then one of the girls was so fed up there, she decided to leave. And we were quite friendly at that stage. So I would speak to her outside the creche setting. And I kind of got more than I bargained for as regards what was going on in there. So, you know, such as the owner screaming at childcare workers for giving the children crackers that weren't in the ECCE scheme. So obviously they were children that weren't, you know, being paid for by their parents, but the state was paying. And they weren't being allowed to eat a cracker, which was ridiculous, you know. One day there was a child left out on the street, and apparently the childcare workers were told to lie about what had happened. I don't know the ins and outs of exactly what happened.
Okay, we won't go into that. Now, but your point is, were your complaints specifically about which, in fairness, most of the RT Investigates programme last night, where the complaints were pretty much specific to Anne Davey, part owner.
Exactly.
Okay.
The carers were fine, but I wrote an email. That's when I wrote an email.
Okay.
I was like, right. So I wrote an email about my concerns in January of that year. And I got, they started phoning me back and they said, we're going to do inspections. And they started and they sent me a reply.
This is Tuthla. Sorry, just to be clear.
Yeah.
You wrote an email to Tuthla.
Wrote an email, yeah.
Okay. And they did reply and they didn't know about it.
Yeah. and they did that. Replied on the 12th of June. Okay. I wrote in January, and they wrote in June. And then their letter was, with reference to your email on the 22nd of January 2014. I wish to inform you that the matter has been investigated by the team, and following investigation, a number of areas have been highlighted under the above regulations, which require to be addressed.
Well done. Well done, you, Fiona.
Okay. And it was around adequate care.
Okay.
Now, they did. They both brought me, Siobhan and Anne, brought me into their room in Talca Road and swore blindly that there were no issues with ratios and just weren't taking any of what I said. They were like, there was crocodile tears, and I just up and left. You know?
And who was crying?
Both Anne Davey and Siobhan Davey in front of me.
Okay.
Because of all the fuss I caused, obviously. I was bringing it on them and on the facility. And due to all the inspections that were coming in, the staff were very stressed because of what I'd done.
And you say here in your communication, they gave me notice to take my son out of the creche.
So
this happened after this?
A few days later, yeah.
Okay.
So a few days later, I got written notice to take Sean out. So obviously, the poor fella didn't know why he was taking
him out. Yeah, and his little pals and everything.
Yes, exactly. So I said nothing to him. I said, look, we're just going to move you to a facility, nearer to home, just for the last few weeks of the ECCE year before he was to start school in the September. And he didn't really put, two and two together. So that was fine. But there was messing around that. They filled in the form correctly. They were trying to claim for an extra week that he wasn't there. And then I had to get on to the authorities, and the authorities were absolutely fed up at this stage. So the Child and Family Agency had to ring them direct to tell them how to fill out the form and that they couldn't be claiming for an extra week because they had given the child notice and he had left.
But why did they expel Sean from a creche? Why did you expel a child from a creche?
Now, I asked the authorities, can they do that? Why would they do that? It's not his fault. And they said, well, yeah, they have the authority. There's no reason.
Did they give you any reason, Fiona?
They said that they didn't think that it was working out,
That was it?
But, yeah.
What did they say? Did they say your child had different needs to other children that they couldn't address?
No.
Did they say your child was, God forbid, at that age, it's not possible, it was misbehaving, it's not possible?
No, and he was actually quite a quiet child, and he actually did really well in that year. And his preschool teacher was phenomenal.
So you had to, and the staff last night, the programme made a point that the staff in general were very, very good. Yes. And but most of the allegations and the points raised do revolve around Anne Davey. Unfortunately, it's one person. Now, you may stay there, Fiona. 51551 joe@rt.ie. I'll come back to you in a sec because you mentioned the child lost in Fairview Park. And that child is now on the line. His name is Nathan Coleman McGrain. Nathan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Now, you're 18?
Yes, I'm 18. I'm turning 19 in September.
And what age were you when you were lost?
I was 3 when I was lost in the park, Joe.
So you have no memory of it?
I have very, very vague memory, Joe. Honestly, I barely remember any of it. I only know about the stories.
Okay. So did you watch it last night, Nathan?
Yeah, I was horrified by the documentary. Couldn't believe how the kids were treated in that.
Because you knew of your own issue with them, obviously, because it was a big issue at the time. So you're watching it last night. Sorry, tell me what was going through your head when you were watching it, given you were the subject of a controversy, to say the least, in that same crash around, unfortunately, that same person, Anne Davey. What were you going through your head last night, Nathan?
John, my heart was broken watching that last night. I just showing her, like, pushing the head, like the baby's head into the cotton. I was like, that is abuse. Like, you can't be doing that to kids and all that. It was horrible. Like, literally, you didn't know anything. You didn't know how they run the crashes. Like, you didn't even know what sudden infant death syndrome was. Like, that's not a good thing to know if they're walking in a crash and all that. I was very disappointed looking at that.
Yeah. And Nathan, I know you were only 3, and it was, and Fiona was 5 years ago, reported to Tusla. Nathan's case, Fiona mentioned the little boy lost in Fairview by the same person, basically, the same creche, name changed subsequently. And he's now on the line, he's called Nathan. And Nathan, do you remember anything? Obviously, as you grew up, I'm sure your mother or whatever told you what happened, but do you remember anything of the time?
I don't remember the actual day, but like, I remember Anne being a very, very angry woman when I was there. Like, she was proper, I was proper petrified about when I was there, but I don't actually remember the incident, thank God.
Okay, okay. And you're okay. You're doing okay now, Nathan. Thank
God. Yeah, I'm grand. Yeah. Like, okay. But it's just sad to see what everything that happened last night. Yeah, and I was like, that's child abuse now.
But I'm saying, well, let someone else determine that. We can't determine that. But. The Gardaí say they're now involved. But the point that's being made by Fiona is that I raised issues about this selfsame creche with the correct organisations. Well done, Fiona, 5 years ago. And you mentioned you'd known about the child loss in Fairview. There he is on the line. And his mother is on the other line. And her name is Denise Coleman-McGrain. Denise, good afternoon.
How are you doing?
What were you watching it last night, Denise?
I was, yeah. It was awful.
And what was going through your head when you sat down and saw it was Anne Davey again, unfortunately.
I couldn't believe that she hasn't learned from what happened 15 years ago. I thought it was awful the way she was treating the children last night.
So tell us what happened to your Nathan 15 years ago.
Well, I went around to collect Nathan from school. Okay. And when I arrived around, we were told the kids were brought to the park, which at the time we didn't know the kids were going to the park.
And it was Fairview Park, which probably is the nearest big park to Talca Road, isn't it? Yeah, okay. No, it was a sunny day or whatever.
It was lovely. It was around July, the end of July. It was a lovely day.
Okay.
So we were waiting there for the kids to come back, me and other parents.
Yeah.
And the teachers arrived back with the kids and my child wasn't with them. So I panicked and asked where Nathan was.
Okay.
And the two teachers started arguing, telling one, you should have took him, and the other one saying, no, you should have took him.
Oh,
so
God.
While the two of them are arguing, I panicked.
Of course.
So I start running towards the park. And I didn't wait to hear what they were saying.
And just for people, the distance between the crash and the park?
It'd be about a 15-minute walk.
And across some of the busiest roads in Ireland. Some of, definitely, Fairview, that road in Fairview is a death trap.
Especially at that time, because it was 12:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, and I can tell you how dangerous for people outside that road is outside Fairview Park. It's so dangerous that Dublin City Council, and it was installed at that time, installed a pedestrian flyover. They don't.
Yeah.
There's further down towards North Strand, there is pedestrian crossings when the road narrows. But the road is so dangerous at that spot. It's a 6-lane highway.
That time of the day. Yeah,
that they put in. There's not even a pedestrian crossing. It would be too dangerous. They put in a flyover. Anyway, okay. So you then notice Nathan is missing.
Yeah.
Did the two teachers say, well, I last saw him in the park or walking or on a swing?
No, they were just arguing. One was saying to the other girl, like, I told you to take him when we were at the swings. And she was saying, no, you told me. So the two of them were arguing between one another who was supposed to take him.
And how many children had they brought to the park between the two of them?
God, there was a good few, but 10 kids, I'm not too sure now.
Okay. But, of course, you immediately spotted your child was missing.
This is it, so...
And Nathan was what age exactly at the time?
Three. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, but you decided again. These are all the alarm bells that are being rung. You decided to report it and do something about it.
Yeah, my husband reported it. I didn't report it. My husband reported it.
Okay.
He got on to somebody, and somebody told him to go on to the HSE.
Okay.
And then from then the HSE got on to them.
And what happened then?
It was the HSE organised the court case now, so we went on from them with them. We just dealt with them all the way through.
And the case was taken by the HSE against Anne Davey?
Yeah.
Okay. So just go back to you running to the park. I cannot imagine what that was like,
Denise. Awful.
I cannot imagine.
Everything was going through my head. I could hear sirens from ambulances on the way down. I was wondering whether he'd blown a car.
Oh my God.
The port tunnel was going on at the time, so the diggers and lorries.
Oh, that's
in the
right,
park,
in
so,
Fairview Park. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was crazy at the time. So everything was going through my head at the time.
So you're dashing down to Fairview Park, and where did you head for first?
The playground.
Playground, okay.
Yeah, went straight for the playground.
And?
When I got into the playground, lucky enough, Nathan was standing at the swings, watching kids swinging in the swings.
Okay. And was he okay?
Yeah. He was oblivious, he didn't even know the teachers of the kids were gone.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And I can't imagine the state you were in when you then...
God, it was awful. Then the two teachers arrived. They were crying, the two teachers, when they arrived as well. Then a few minutes later, then Anne Davey arrived then. Okay. She jumped out of a car and went into the park.
What did she say?
She was crying, like that girl was saying, crocodile tears, yeah, crying her eyes out.
And why do you think...
Shouldn't have happened.
But Denise, why do you think they were crocodile tears? Why...
Because she didn't. There wasn't a bit of remorse in her. She didn't even look like she was bothered. It looked like to me the only thing she was worried about was her crutch. She wasn't worried about the child. She started giving me a sob story on the way home about her husband wasn't doing well and work. The husband owned the shop. She was crying and pleading with me not to take Nathan out of the play school. I told her I couldn't leave him there after what happened. I wouldn't trust him with my child again.
Yeah.
So I took him that day. I went home. I rang my husband. My husband came home from work.
Yeah.
So he went around and he told her that Nathan wouldn't be coming back to our play school.
Right.
And so then the next day then,
yeah.
I believe she had all the teachers sitting down trying to get one of them to lie about what happened in the park.
Yeah, well, we weren't there, so we don't know what happened. But did at any stage, Anne Davey, she pleaded with you not to take Nathan out of the creche, because obviously questions would then be asked by other parents. But also, did she say don't go to the authorities or ask you not to go to the authorities? Okay, well, that's fair. Parents know of this? They did when the court case was in the papers.
Yeah.
Did they know about it at the time, Denise?
No.
Okay.
There was only me and another parent standing at the school waiting on the kids.
Right.
See, our kids were only until 12:30. Even from 9:30 to 12:30, most of the kids were in for the day.
Okay. Now, did you have to go to the court case?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was that like? Did you have to...
It was awful. We had to stand up in court as well, yeah. Myself, my husband and another mammy that was at the school.
And what was the outcome in terms of... And the creche was found guilty, were they?
She was fined €1,200.
€1,200. And did Anne Davey speak in court, can you remember?
Yeah, she did.
And what did she say, can you recall?
I can't remember. She was making up stories. They tried to say that when Nathan was left in the park, that another teacher was standing there watching him in the park. She was watching from a distance. But when I got to the park, there was no one there.
Yeah,
and the teacher that she did say was watching him in the park was coming from a shop on the Clonliffe Road with a sandwich and a can of Coke. She was coming back for a lunch to the school.
Yeah, so she's not liable either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she tried to say she was in the park, but only for... We were standing outside and saw that teacher coming back. We wouldn't have known any difference.
And Denise, you said that Anne Davey didn't show any remorse. Did she apologise subsequently after she was found guilty in a court?
No.
Of this breach?
I saw her every day when I passed by, because I had to pass by the creche to my house because I lived on Talca Road at the time.
Okay.
And she'd laugh and she'd smile at me every time she saw me.
She'd what?
Smile at me and she'd laugh when she saw me walking by her.
What did you understand by that? I don't want to impute anything.
I thought she was a very evil woman.
We won't say that. But anyway, in fairness, it is correct to say that the RT Investigates programme last night was almost exclusively around actions, including roughly handled, and they're pretty much specific to the same woman. And nobody likes to see any individual in difficulties, but it looks like Anne Davey has questions to answer, be it in a forum with parents or whatever. Now, the parents, or some of the parents of Hide and Seek, and again, it's Talca Road that was the main feature last night on the programme, but some of the parents have issued a statement saying they're devastated, their trust is broken in Hide and Seek, and they want reassurances. Now, there's a long statement from Hide and Seek to a very reputable PR company, and they say the primetime programme has raised some real issues for us and we will deal with them. The overall picture painted does not reflect who we are, but there are specific issues we need to address and are addressing quickly. We'll recruit a new manager for our Talca Road creche. We note while the programme made criticism of aspects of our service, it praised our childcare staff, which is true, and that's indicated by other people as well. It was the governance and the practices and specific actions by one individual that were the focus. We have taken some steps to deal with urgent issues. They say the fire safety issue has been resolved. Our policy and practice is to abide by the staff ratio set out by Tuusla. Now, there's an issue raised by Fiona with Tuusla 5 years ago. So 5 years later, it's still happening. The programme suggested that at lunchtime in one of the creches there is a particular ratio problem which we will address urgently. But these problems were raised before. We dispute some of the detail of what was reported, but this is not to dispute the overall point, which is that we have work to do to ensure we continue to offer the highest standards of care. But is that not the allegation, that the highest standards of care have not been offered? And there have been a number of complaints made from going back 15 years, and I know parents raised it and got onto RTE, and the programme was made a number of months ago, and latterly by Fiona Henry five years ago. Fiona, how do you react to that phrase, we continue to ensure that we continue to offer the highest standards of care?
Well, to me, it's just lies. I mean, they lied then and they're lying now. So the statements were coming up on the screen last night, and I'm like, oh, here... have I not heard all this before? Sure, it's just words. You know, you can easily just tick the box but not comply. And, what is it going to take for this family to step away from childcare? Like, are the authorities going to wait for a death or a fire?
No.
You know? And I don't think there's another job in this country you could work at if you had as many visits to the court as she has had. You know what I mean? So far. I mean... I met this other lady in Johnstown Park one day. She had her baby on the seesaw. I had my Aoife on the seesaw. Aoife was about 6 months old. This was after Sean had been taken out of hide and seek, and he was in another creche nearby. And we're just standing there. She said, so where is he in preschool? I said, oh, he's just down the road. And I said, oh, he was in another one, you know, that he had to be taken. And she was like, that's not the one run by Andy. I'm like, yeah. And she said, oh, my God, 2007... we were in court. You know what I mean? It happens so frequently.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, as I say, that we're focusing on one individual, but we won't make...
But she does run it.
I know that. The RT investigates did focus primarily on her. As I say, most of the issues raised were pretty much specific to that individual. But we won't use any other adjectives. Sinead is listening. Sinead, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Okay. You say your daughter loves Anne Davey.
Yes.
Okay.
Joe, my daughter has been in hide and seek since she was 6 months old.
Okay.
She's eight now. She was in Talca Road up until the age of five. Then she started school and we put her straight into the after school facility up in Millburn. And
Is that hide and seek as well?
That's hide and seek as well.
Okay.
She's so happy there, Joe. And she has a great relationship with Anne. Anne's very involved in the after school. When I pick her up, from Talca Road in the evening, and Anne would be in with the children. And, you know, Anne has a great rapport with them.
Okay.
Now, the footage was the footage last night. It was distressing for me to watch.
Yeah. Stressing for everyone to watch.
Yeah. And it speaks for itself.
Mm.
But our experience has been nothing but positive. I mean, there's a fantastic girl who's been there since the beginning in the baby room. There's another really fantastic girl in the wobbler room. You know, I still go in and talk to the staff. We have a great rapport. Maya is mainly up in Millburn, but she does get dropped down to the Talca Road creche in the evening because our house is near there and we pick her up from there. So I just, you know, it was very distressing to watch last night.
Yeah.
But just, I feel like, you know, there is, you know, there's other parents who have had a fantastic experience.
Okay.
Never had an issue. We've had a couple of bumps with a couple of tiny things. And in that case, we used to go in, talk to Anne or Siobhan or Peter. They're very pleasant people. And we got over any bumps we had.
Okay.
And my daughter, I've told her what's been going on, and she told me she never witnessed anything. She's 8 years old now, so she'd be able to tell
and
me.
And what, how did you explain that to your daughter, who you've named as Maya earlier on? Is that Maya we're talking about?
That's Maya, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But what did you say to your daughter?
Well, she overheard me talking to the RTE investigator at the weekend, so she asked me about it. And so she asked me about it, and I was very honest and open with her. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, did she ever witness anything that she thought was negative, or did she ever see a problem? Was she ever shouted at or uncared for? And she said no. She told me she was really happy and that she doesn't want to leave. I asked her, does she want to leave? And she absolutely doesn't want to leave, but she's upset that Anne won't be involved anymore because Anne used to pick her up the odd time from school.
Yeah.
And they honestly, Joe, they had a great rapport, and Anne is fantastic with kids.
Okay, but when you were watching that last night, Sinead, were you tempted to take your daughter out?
No, I wasn't, but I was shocked by the footage in Talca Road. It was distressing, but I don't have a child that age in those rooms.
Yeah, and I know. And you're after school. Yeah.
I can honestly say, Joe, when my daughter was small like that, and she was that age, I would go into the creche at unusual times, like. So you know, sometimes I'd go in at nap time and take her home.
Okay.
I never witnessed anything like I saw on the footage last night. I never witnessed anything like that.
Well, the images are the images, and the sounds are the sounds, and some of the sounds were very distressing.
Yeah, true. I mean, it was distressing to watch.
Yeah.
But I suppose I'm just saying that, you know, I just think we've got to bear in mind that, you know, it wasn't my experience. I'm not taking away from the distress of anyone who was involved.
Sinead, were you aware of the previous, were you aware, for example, I don't know whether you're involved I'm trying to work out in terms of being eight, were you aware that someone like Fiona Henry had raised issues with Tusla about Talca Road creche 5 years ago? And they upped the inspections in 2014.
No, I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
And had you heard, and not that you would, but had you heard about the case of the child that was lost?
I had heard about that,
Nathan, yeah.
I didn't hear about that before I put my daughter in the creche, but I heard about it from a neighbour after.
And what was your reaction? What was the frame that the story was told to you, Sinead? Was it disbelief, or why have you got your child in there?
Well, it was just a neighbour really saying, is that the creche who lost the child? And then, you know, I was quite shocked and I looked it up on the internet. But when I read the context of it, first of all, it was a staff member working for Anne. I mean, it was a very unfortunate case, obviously.
Yeah, nobody would,
and very distressing. Yeah. But when my daughter was in Talca Road, they never took the children out. Never. They're taken out in the after school to the park.
Yeah.
But so I didn't feel concerned about it because, number one, you know, it was over and done with, and luckily nothing happened to that child. And number two, I knew that they wouldn't be taking her out on outings like that. So I was secure that it wouldn't happen again.
Okay.
Now they do take them out in the after school. There's a park beside the after school. Yeah. They do take them out, but They're very carefully monitored.
Parents would want that under the proper regulation. But parents would want their children on days like this taken out into the open air and playing with each other. But just to ask you that question again, were you looking at it last night? And as you say, the pictures were the pictures, and you found them distressing and heartbreaking.
I did find them distressing.
But Sinead, were you tempted to take, I know it's after school, but were you tempted to try and find another after school facility for your child?
No, not yet. Now, I did go over to the creche today and I spoke with Siobhan.
Right.
Because my concern would be now, in the absence, if Anne is not going to be there anymore, who my contact would be. I want to talk to her about, I went over to talk to her about staff ratios up in the after school and fire regulations. So I did go and see Siobhan this afternoon to talk to her about all the concerns I had.
And how did you get on, Sinead?
I got on really well. I mean, I've known Siobhan.
And Siobhan is,
you know, is
Siobhan Anne's daughter.
Anne's daughter.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what was the conversation was, I'm concerned about what I saw last night. Can you reassure me? Is that it?
It was not really like that. It was more. It was more. I need to talk to you about the impact on the after school.
And they said, Siobhan said.
Siobhan reassured me just who would be taking over. Who would my contact be? I took some new numbers of people I would be able to contact, because I let them know on a week-to-week basis what days Maya will be in, and they give me very flexible terms. And in school term, you know, there's activities after school, and sometimes they pick her up at different times, and it's about who to contact about that.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
For me,
and how was Siobhan?
Siobhan. She's very upset.
Yeah.
She is very, I mean, they're devastated, but they're getting a lot of support, as well as, you know, from people like us who've had a really positive experience. And then, you know, they're getting some abuse online too, but, you know.
Okay.
They're open. I mean, they're open today. And,
But the story is developing now with the Gardaí involved.
Joe, can I just add? I mean,
yes,
a lot of
Fiona
those
Henry.
Other parents. Sorry.
Yeah.
A lot of those other parents that had children in at the same time when I had Sean in the creche were very happy with the activity and very happy with the way they were minded. My issue was with, what if something happens? What if something happens and there's a carer in there with 22 children? How is she going to safely look after them all?
Yeah.
You know, I could have easily just let Sean finish off his year and gone, you know what, he was in hide and seek and, you know, everything went really well. You know, there was a few bumps that Sinead would have experienced with Maya, but all in all, it was fine. And I didn't bother making a fuss about the ratio, because, you know what, Sean came out the other end and he's fine, you know. But I saw it as my duty as a mother. And there was another child crying another day because they were shifting him. Because of me raising this ratio issue, they were moving him from room to room.
But
he was upset,
I understand and totally understand your priority is your child. But the other angle, with you, Fiona, is that you did raise these concerns with the state organisation, which is paid to inspect these creches. And then again, parents contact RT Investigates, they send in an undercover reporter, and this is what they
read
the same story. Yeah. Nathan, the boy that was lost and was found again, and did you ever when your mother was explaining to you what happened, Nathan, as you got older, obviously, and there was a court case and all that carry on, you didn't know you were lost, sure you didn't?
No, I found out when I was about 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah. Okay. And when your mother arrived that day, you didn't know that you were lost, but your mother knew. And I'm just, this thing, Denise, keeps going and coming into my head, that 15 minute dash you made from Talca Road through Fairview Park over to the playground, and the sirens from North Strand Fire Station or whatever, and you think that's your child. I cannot see that you would not have had nightmares for a long time afterwards. But anyway, Nathan was safe and sound, thank God. And he still is, obviously.
Thank God, yeah.
Okay. Nathan, what are you doing? Are you studying at the moment, or?
Joe, I'm after just doing my leaving today, so I'm trying that I get into my course, which is a Bachelor of Arts in Social Science at DCU, please God.
And what would you like to be?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'm still having a look at the courses and all. So,
Would you go into childcare and social work?
Maybe social work, but not childcare.
Okay. I was a social worker myself, Nathan. It's a hard job, but it's a very, very rewarding job. And from even our little conversation here, I reckon you'd be a brilliant one. Nathan, thanks indeed. And Denise Coleman McGrain, Nathan's mother. Thank you also, Fiona Henry and Sinead. 51551 joe@rte.ie.